In a world overrun with formula movies and lame Hollywood reboots, two brothers from separate mothers scour the outer edges of entertainment to separate the potential cult classics from the B-movie bombs. They watch the films so you don't have to. They are the Keepers of the Fringe.
Welcome to another adventure, excitement, all that jazz.
That's another way we're trying to sell a timeshare. So
it's another episode of Keepers of the Fringe. I am Derek, and with me, as always, is the... Oh, shit.
Oh, you fuck.
I totally forgot to think of one. Is the,
Could be anything.
It could be anything.
Two words that sound funny together.
BB-8 to my Poe Dameron. There we go. How about that?
Yeah.
You want a BB-8?
Whatever, man.
All right, so...
Whatever.
You are terminated.
So, we have to start off this episode with some unfortunate news, which you may have heard of. It was announced that Adam West, who is best known as Batman from the 1966 series, has unfortunately passed away. He passed away Friday. I read that he passed away peacefully in his sleep, and I guess he had leukemia, which I didn't realize.
Yeah, so, I didn't know that either.
So, I'm very sorry to hear that, and rest in peace, Mr. West. You were truly an icon, and you will truly be missed by many of us in the geek community. I think everybody in the geek community.
Yeah, pretty much. I think anybody. He just seemed like you couldn't have fun if he when he's around. It's always gonna just brighten up the, you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
And he always, I didn't know him or anything, but I mean,
no. But just from what we know of him, he always. I mean, you know, everybody has down days, but he always seemed very friendly to his fans and everything. And I wish I had met him. I never had a chance to, but
yeah,
I wish I had. That would have been cool.
Because anytime you heard his voice, it just made you smile.
Yeah, like, he has a great voice.
Like, I love that motherfucker.
And we still love. I mean, the Batman 66 for a lot of us was. As kids, what that was Batman for us.
Yeah.
And there'll always be a piece of that where he, you know, he'll always be Batman in that way.
Yeah, he was always my first Batman, really.
Yeah.
He was my first Batman. There is Batman.
And, you know, he was just awesome. I love everything he did, Batman, of course. And I always love seeing him on, like, Family Guy or hearing him on Family Guy and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, he will be
missed. Sad the world is a little darker.
Yes, it is. And it's kind of sad that we're getting to the age where a lot of our childhood icons and stuff are
I know.
Disappearing.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Anyway,
that's all I have to say about that.
Ooh, let me turn that one down.
Wow.
Moving on, there was, this week, it was released, a trailer for the upcoming Marvel film, Black Panther. Did you watch the trailer?
I did.
Oh, that's good. So did I. Ha-ha!
Whoa!
What'd you think?
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a huge Black Panther fan, so I was kind of on the movie, but I don't know, the trailer kind of got me a little interested in it.
I like it. It looks like they're trying to do something different with it and not,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I like that.
It feels like it's smaller scale than, you know. It's,
yeah, not, right, yeah.
But in a good way, I mean.
Yeah,
yep. Like,
yeah, it's pretty cool.
Some of the, it's weird. I think some of the effects, though, are kind of, well, just because, I think it might be because he's, you know, he's dressed all in black and you're trying to animate that and make it clear. And
it
like,
can be a little hard, yeah.
I think you have to put a little shine on it or something, you know. But I think it made it look, like with that part with the car is flipping in slow motion and he flips. And it looked a little not that great.
Right. But, I mean, that was just an early look. So, I mean, they could still polish it up.
I mean, it wasn't like terrible or anything, but I mean.
No, it was just a little.
Yeah, I think it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
I even liked the song that was in it, because I'm not really a
fan
of the hip-hop and
what
have you. But I kind of dug that song.
And I'm a fan of the hip-hop.
Not so much. But I liked the hi-hat at the end there. That was cool. But, yeah, I don't know. It looks pretty good.
Yeah, it does. I'm actually interested in it now.
Who else is it? Forest Whitaker's in it. And Michael B. Jordan.
Yep.
I thought there was somebody else, too.
Your mama.
My mama. She's in there. You dick. And
come on, man. You always leave that door open.
Well, usually you do.
Just like your mama.
Yeah, right, man.
Your mama's a nice lady. I don't remember. Is there anybody else in there?
I don't know. Well, we covered my mama. And I don't know. I feel like there is, but I can't think of who. But
well, anyway, it looks pretty good. So that's next year, right? 2018, I believe.
I don't know. I think so, but I don't remember what's seeing the date on it.
All we have left, well, we have, you know, we got a couple, but we
have it must
Spider-Man
be.
And Thor Ragnarok, which I am looking forward to as well. So, all right, let's move on.
That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, this one, I don't know how I feel about this one. Ghostbusters to possibly unite the worlds of the original Ghostbusters with the 2016 Ghostbusters.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, well, if they are going to do any more, which I don't know if they should, but I think they should do that. Because I think that was a big problem, was just acting like the original ones never happened. I didn't like that.
No, I didn't either. That was one of many problems.
Yeah, that was. I think that would have made it better if they could have.
Yeah, that's what I wanted. I wanted it to be like, a direct link. Like, I would have loved it if they had made them the children of the original Ghostbusters or whatever. You know.
Yeah, I mean that sounds like cliche to do that, but I mean.
No. Yeah, but
it totally kind of needed to be something like that.
If you're gonna continue.
At least one or two of them, or something. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah. At least one or two. You're right. Yeah. Even if you didn't do all of them, Kristen Wiig and Melissa McCarthy, maybe that would have been good to have them be like direct. It would have made sense to me in the story.
Yeah, I mean, it would have just been better to do that.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping, because it just, I don't know.
Then I heard that also that they were thinking about, was like an interview with Ivan Reitman there and Ernie Hudson. I guess he was saying they could see them going like globally, you know, like all over, like in China and, you know, going.
Right, yeah, I can see that, yeah.
That could be interesting.
Yeah, it could be. But still have it be, that way they could still have it connected. Connected.
So I wonder if the guys would want to do it, the old guys, or what.
I don't know.
That would be pretty cool, though, if they got together. Even though they're not all there, but I mean, to see them back in the suits and stuff.
Yeah, that would be, yeah. So, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that, really. Because I'm just,
I say if you're going to go forward, that's
the way to do it.
That's the way to do it, but yeah. I don't know if I need it, but.
Yeah.
If you're going to do that.
Then do that.
Yeah.
That's the way to go. All right, so next.
That's all I have to say about that.
I didn't hear about this one, but Big Trouble in Little China, which is a classic movie. I hope everybody has seen that one, is getting a board game, which seems really odd.
Yeah, there was a trailer for it, which I watched it, but.
Really?
It looks like there's a lot. It has, like, little figurines that you use. It has dice. It has, like, cards. And there was a little board thing, which I'm not sure what it was, but it looked kind of like a cribbage thing. I don't know what
sounds,
the fuck's going on.
Sounds complicated.
Yeah, there was a lot going on there. And then it had, like, I think the board is two-sided, so the top part where you start is, like, above street, you know, street level. Right, and then you go into, what's this guy's name? The,
Shit.
The bad guy. Totally lost it.
Oh, man. Why are you going to ask me hard questions like that?
Oh, I hate that.
I know.
But anyway, you go to his lair, and then, like, you've turned the board around, and it's, like, all in his hideout and stuff. It looked kind of interesting. I mean, I'm not, like, a really big board game guy now.
No?
You know, when you were...
Yeah, when you're kids, yeah.
Yeah, I don't really play too much. I can't remember the last time I did play a board game. I don't know. Probably with my niece or something. But.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of the same way.
I love Big Trouble Little China, so... I don't know, it looks pretty fun in the trailer for it. It didn't say when it was coming out, though. I was like, you could pre-order it now. But they have a deluxe edition that's like $100 or something.
Holy
like that.
Shit!
Goddamn,
that's a lot of money for a board game.
Yeah, it is. It came with, like, extra, like, missions or it said something like that, different quests and stuff. I'm like, really? You get, like, DLC on a fucking board game?
I know, right? That's weird.
Yeah.
That could be interesting, especially if you're a fan of the Big Trouble in Little China. China.
Chicken to China, the Chinese chicken. Oh, what the hell is that from? Well, that's a, whatever the hell they were, those fuckers, the Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, yeah. One of my wife's favorite bands. As I've always said, I'm not a fan of them because there are no bears and there are no naked ladies.
Total lie, man.
Total. It's just not my... They're not bad. It's just not my thing.
That's okay. And that's okay.
Thank you. I feel like we have broken new ground in this session. Wait a minute. Dr. Chris. You be Dr. Demento. You be Dr. Demento. So, all right. Here we go. Moving on.
That's all I have to say about that.
I don't know if that's too long.
A little too much for you?
I think we might have to maybe switch between those two.
That might be a good idea, yeah.
You are terminated.
Wait, what's the other one?
That is the other one.
Are you just hitting... Oh, I thought you were trying to put them on one thing and...
I was trying, yeah, but yeah, it wasn't working. Anyway, next up, they're bringing back The Gong Show, which is a classic show from the 70s. 70s, right?
Yeah.
And which is it's weird that they're bringing back all this shit. Like they brought back the match game, the $2 pyramid, whatever, all this shit. But anyway, but what they're doing here is interesting. They're bringing back the Gong Show with, and if you've seen the commercials, it's hosted by Tommy Maitland, who is a character played by Mike Myers of Austin Powers fame and Saturday Night Live, Wayne's World. You know.
Wayne's World.
I kept seeing the commercials and I kept being like, who is that? The guy looks so familiar. And then when you brought the story, I'm like,
oh, you know that till you read my...
No, I didn't.
Oh, really?
I totally did not. But because I was only kind of half paying attention. Like anytime I'd see the commercial, I'd be like...
Oh, I haven't actually seen the commercial. I just read about it.
I have. I'd be like, that motherfucker looks familiar, but I don't know no fucking Tommy Mailing bullshit.
His eyes are weird.
That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, but yeah.
That's the part that throws me off.
And I totally didn't realize. I should have realized it was Mike Myers, but yeah.
I think that's kind of cool. At least it gets to be like a, you know.
It's an interesting idea, yeah. I kind of like that.
Yeah, like it is weird, though.
So, but it makes me wonder then, is the Gong Show going to be the Gong Show, or is it going to be a skit of the Gong Show?
Well, the trailer I saw had, like, you know, guest hosts, and they were judging acts and shit. So
right. What is it?
It's going to be, like...
Is that going to be real, or is it fake?
No, I think it's real.
So that's interesting. That's a really interesting idea. I like it, actually. I kind of like it. That's kind of funny. I might actually have to check that out.
Yeah, it's definitely worth checking out, I think. Yeah. But, I mean, you know...
That is a freaking good idea.
The Gong Show is... Nobody's ever seen it. It's just shitty acts.
Oh, man.
I think there might have been. I don't know. Sometimes there were good ones, right?
Sometimes. Maybe,
but not like, you know.
Good-ish, yeah.
Like the best kazoo player. I mean, if you want to, like, even the best kazoo guy is still pretty shit. You know? Even on his best day, he's still.
The best guy who plays his cheeks.
Doing Swanee River or something.
And then they'd go up and they'd perform, and the freaking judges would.
Yeah, if they didn't, it was kind of like America's Got Talent, sort of.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
They would like gong them out if they didn't him or something.
I mean, they'd have like an actual gong.
Yo, they should see the gong they have now. It's like fucking huge.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't even notice it. I got to pay attention next time I see that commercial.
But yeah, I don't know. I think I would watch it. Well, check it out anyway. But I didn't even know what the hell it was on. I can't remember. But
I don't remember either.
I never watch TV, really. I don't too much.
You don't watch TV?
No, I just, you know, when I work, when I get home, it's like, you know, almost midnight. I'm like, what am I watching? Yeah. I missed anything that it was on. And, you know, like, it's, I don't know. Mm. I don't like get involved with shit because, like, the commercials throw me off.
Cause I always fast forward to the commercials usually anyway. So
yeah.
I don't watch much live TV. I always DVR everything.
Yeah, I just wait till it comes out on something that I can watch it on. Mm.
So, but yeah, I like that. I like that idea of him playing a character as the host of an actual gong show. So I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
I'll have to look for it. All right.
I would think we'd had the most to say about the Gong Show.
I know, right?
Everything so far.
Let's move on.
That's all I have to say about that.
Lieutenant Dan. Oscar. Lieutenant Dan.
Next you have Doug Bradley would like to return to play Pinhead. Are they planning on doing more Hellraisers?
Yeah, there is one right now I think they're doing. He's not in that one, but he was asked. They had like a reboot a few years ago.
Reboot.
And I guess he was asked to do it, but he didn't like the script or anything. And from what I heard, I haven't watched it, but I heard it's pretty shit. So, but he said that he totally would be down for doing more. And I'm like, let's make it happen. They just did something. They had like a, with Tom Savini and stuff, there was a, I think, a benefit thing that they just made him up in the makeup and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And he looked, you know, he looks exactly the way, you know, but I mean, it's been a while since he's done it, but.
Yeah, but with makeup, he can.
Yeah, but he looks good. He looks like, you know, he didn't look like an old pinhead, you know.
Yeah, like a decrepit pinhead. Walking around in a cane.
And man boobs and wearing boxer shorts. Getting the paper. Like, bloody hell. But no, I don't know. I would say do it because. I mean, when I first saw the original Hellraiser, I remember I watched it by myself when I was a kid. Back in the day, you could rent it whatever you wanted, man. If you were in the store, you could take out whatever you wanted. And I was pretty young. And that movie fucked me up. I was like,
four?
Yeah, I was four. No, you know, probably like in the range of 10, but.
Right. Yeah, I've seen some of the Hellraiser movies. I haven't really followed them. But I think, didn't we go see the one in space?
In space! That's when you know shit's getting, it's in trouble when everybody goes in space.
Yeah, like the space shit.
Yeah, we did see that one.
Yeah, and that one was,
it wasn't that good.
Yeah, it wasn't that good. But I've seen other ones. I remember some of the, what are they called? The, his
Cenobites?
The Cenobites there. I remember a few of those. Some freaky shit.
Yeah. Well, cool. It definitely left an impression on me, the first one, because I was like, there's something about 80s horror movies that they just don't do anymore is that it has a certain, like, bleakness to it, like, cold.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it is, but it freaks you the fuck. It's just like the tone is like no light in it. It's just very dark.
Right.
They don't really capture that anymore. Not just the 80s, but old horror movies, like some of, like, The Exorcist, man, like that.
Oh, jeez, yeah. That movie scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, that movie freaked me out, because I watched that by myself. Down,
yeah. I did, too,
at, like, 2 in the morning one night, when I was kind of young, too.
Yeah.
It was on TV. I was like, my dad told me that was the only movie that scared him. I'm like, I ain't scared. I'll watch that shit.
I'm scared.
I'm scared now. I don't like it. Well, religious horror stuff used to freak me the fuck out.
Yeah.
Because I was kind of religious when I was a kid, sort of.
Yeah.
A little bit.
That movie, I don't know, that movie got to me.
Well, what fucked me up too is that little girl, you know, just the shit she was saying.
Oh,
like,
no.
I never seen, like, a kid, I was like, God damn, she is possessed, man. Because she's saying some fucked up shit.
I know.
To a priest, and so I'm like, oh,
yeah, it wasn't like, I mean, it was a little bit of, like, the shit, like, the pea soup vomit and all that shit. But more was, like, the shit she was saying and freaking
doing and stuff.
Yeah.
Like you're like, I never saw that.
Oh, holy crap.
Like, that movie was no joke.
Yeah.
And there was no light, you know, there's no lightness in that, no, you know.
Yeah. Oh, no.
It's a dark, fucking bleak movie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're missing. Like, now they don't have, there are some movies that kind of have that, but I don't know. It's a weird quality that I can't really.
Yeah, they just don't seem to have it anymore.
It's different. It's not, you know.
That's like, it's kind of like the action movies, too. It's like that with action. Like, there was something about the action movies in, like, the 80s and stuff that made them so good that they just don't seem to have anymore.
Yeah, it's weird. I used to love action movies, but I can't really watch too many.
Yeah.
Because they're like the same thing. But I think that happened probably by the 90s. Somewhere in the 90s, I think I was kind of getting like, oh, okay.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, The Matrix, that was like 99, 2000. Yeah, but that was good.
That was a sci-fi action movie, so.
It was different. But.
Yeah. Like, I'm talking like the straight-up action movies.
Yeah, like any freaking.
Like the Fast and the Furious. I just can't get into those.
Yeah.
That Triple X. I'm just,
Yeah, I think I saw one of those, but yeah, that does nothing for me, man.
No. I don't know.
I'm like, Arnold would kick all your asses.
I know, right? I watch those.
The Gully Man.
You know, anytime I've ever watched those, which I don't anymore, but I'm always like, this is not. I'm just waiting for Arnold to come in and just wipe them all out.
Yeah, it's different. I don't know what it was either that.
You are terminated.
Maybe just because we grew up with it too, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. But they just, I don't know, it's just not the same.
Yeah, it's not the same.
I don't know if part of it's because there's more special effects, so they do more ridiculous shit in these movies or what, but I don't know.
I don't either. But like Commando, like, I love that movie, but it's not really a good movie, but.
No, but it's such a great movie.
And he kills so many motherfuckers in that movie.
Yeah, in so many awesome ways.
I know.
Oh.
And there's so many bad lines and just.
Oh.
But it's just fucking great.
It's awesome.
I love it. I can't say why. I don't know.
In fact, Commando has some of my favorite lines. I like you. I'll kill you last.
There's the Bennett let off steam one there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why it worked then, but...
So, hopefully, coming back around...
Yeah, what the fuck? I don't even remember what we were talking about.
We were talking about Pinhead. hopefully, they can capture the spirit of the old Hellraiser movies.
Well, I heard the newest one is supposed to try to go back, you know, to the roots of it a little bit, but...
That would be good.
It's probably going to suck.
Probably.
But yeah, I think they should let him come back. Well, he said he would only do it if they, you know, had a good script. And,
right.
But I'm like, well, you might want to lower your bar a little bit there. Say there's,
well,
you know,
it depends on what he,
craft service table, maybe.
What he considers a good script, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on.
Pin and M&M's. If they have that.
I want only the green ones. All right, moving on. Next we have here, Jurassic World 2 will be the scariest film in the franchise. That sounds interesting.
Or at least scary.
Scary. So, I assume they're going to up the dinosaur attacking quotient thing.
We're going to up the dinosaur attacking quota. Yeah. Well, the director is J.A. Bayona?
Beyonce?
Which he did The Orphanage, which was pretty good from what I remember. I haven't seen it in a long time, but...
I don't think I've seen it.
Yeah, it was produced by Guillermo del Toro there.
I guess it was about orphans.
Well, I can't really exactly remember, but I mean, I'm sure there were orphans involved. But I remember being pretty good. The impression I'm left with is that was a pretty good... So they said that they're going to try to, you know, like he knows how to work with shadows and, like, he's trying to, like, try to bring it back. You know, in the first one, you know, it was fun and, but there were a couple of moments where you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. I definitely like that.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
That is. That's a wicked good idea.
It's weird because I, you know, I'm not a big fan of the Jurassic World. It was okay, but it was dumb.
It was. But I enjoyed it because I went in expecting it to be that, to be, you know, I went in knowing what it was going to be.
And it's probably like the best sequel.
Anyway, of the Jurassic Park, yeah.
Yeah.
Because Jurassic Park 2 and 3 are so bad that I keep getting them mixed up.
Yeah, they're not great.
I knew what that one was going to be, so when I went, you know, I wasn't disappointed.
Yeah, just some of the scripting was...
Yeah, some of it was not great, but...
It was pretty shitty.
Yeah.
I'm like, ugh. But like, cringeworthy.
Yeah, but it was fun. I mean, it, you know...
Yeah.
Kind of a fun, you know, just... I kind of went in with the same feeling I went in with, like, Pacific Rim, where Pacific Rim, giant monsters fighting giant robots, that's what I want to see. This one, I knew it was going to be dinosaurs, you know, attacking and wreaking havoc, so that's what I was expecting. I wasn't expecting Shakespeare dinosaurs, yeah. But,
Yeah, but I mean, it was just, some of it was really stupid.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting Shakespeare either, but...
But I can accept that.
Yeah, but it's just why I don't understand that. I'm like, why, you know, you have, like, these supposedly the top of their game fucking people working on this shit, and then,
well,
it's fucking stupid.
There's all kinds of possibilities and reasons behind it. Some people say it's the studio executives, they, you know, they make bad decisions, or they want, you know, stupid, like Spider-Man 3, how they kind of fucked that up, because they, like, the studio wanted Venom in, but Sam Raimi didn't.
Yeah, but I mean, that was just...
the story goes.
I mean, that wasn't stupid, though, per se. I mean, it was just a bad choice, you know?
Bad call, yeah. But I am very interested to see this, if they make it a more scarier version.
Yeah, and Jeff Goldblum.
That
upped my, like, 100%. I'm like, okay.
Hey, as we said before, Jeff Goldblum is like bacon. He makes every movie better.
Except Jurassic Park 2. He didn't really...
Oh, yeah.
And Steven Spielberg directed that, too.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
Well, you know what? I didn't...
And good.
I didn't really like the book as much either. The Lost World, the second Jurassic Park book. Like, the first one, I read it in, like, 2 days. And the second one, it just wasn't as good. And then...
But is that anything like the book? I mean, sort of? No, yeah, right?
Not really. Well, sort of, in some ways. But then they took some stuff... They tried to take some of the cool scenes from the first book and put it in the second movie, and it didn't work as well. So...
Yeah.
But then again, maybe the movie would have been a lot worse without Jeff Goldblum, so maybe he did make that better.
It's possible.
Not necessarily good, but better.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you put bacon on a piece of shit, it's a piece of shit with bacon, but it's a piece of shit with bacon.
Shitty bacon.
All right. I think we should move on now.
That's all I have to say about that.
So... This next story is something I'm kind of not upset about, but I don't know. I have mixed feelings about it. So Sony announced that they're going to offer clean versions of their movies, more family-friendly versions of their movies, which means they're going to censor shit, which I'm not a fan of.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a fan of censorship on any level, anywhere.
Right.
Any kind. But...
Go ahead.
You go ahead.
On the other hand, it's Sony's movies, and I understand they want to do it so that, you know, they can make more money.
Well, see, what I like about it is that, what I don't mind about it is that you have to buy the original version, you have the option.
Oh, I didn't realize
they give you
that.
It for free.
Oh, okay.
I think
a free download or something?
Yeah, I think it's only in, like, streaming versions, right?
Oh,
I think it's
called. Okay.
But I'm worried about the door that it could possibly open. That's the only part.
Yes, exactly.
Because it could be like, oh, well, they sell more this way, so then they start, you know, that becomes the normal copy of the movie.
Yeah.
Or they start taking it out of all the movies going forward, which they kind of do anyway, sort of, but I mean... To a degree. So that's when we were growing up, man, it was all kind of... Like, The Jerk. I love The fucking Jerk.
Oh, that's one of the best movies.
Like, I remember being a kid.
That's one of my top three comedies.
I need this! I love all that. I need anything. I need this! But I love the shit out of that movie. I watched that when I was a young kid, man.
Oh, yeah.
And that and, like, you know, Young Frankenstein and shit.
Right.
But I was like, oh, I'm going to, with my niece, I'm like, oh, we'll try to watch a movie or something. So I got fucking The Jerk out and I started watching it. I'm like.
You might want to rephrase that.
That's my niece, man. Don't be fucking making.
No, you said you got The Jerk out, so.
Yeah. I'm about to. That ain't right, man.
You are terminated.
Just because there's an option. You could say that anytime anybody says anything, you could fucking jump in there and say something weird. Don't do it.
Again.
Yeah, but it's my niece. That's
don't
weird.
Don't fucking censor me, man. I ain't talking about your niece. What I'm talking about has nothing to do with your niece. What I'm talking about is what you said.
Yeah, but you're making it weird.
It has nothing to do about it. Anyway.
But I started watching it with her. I'm like, she can't watch this, man. It's not... I know her mom would lose her shit if...
Now, see, because we grew up with it, I mean, it's been a while since I've seen it, but I'm like, is it that bad?
Well, it's just, you know, they didn't really care about... They weren't thinking, oh, is there young people watching this? They just kind of made the movie, and if you can watch it, cool. If you can't, oh, well, they didn't really...
It didn't really
feel like they were worried about that.
Right.
So there, because there was stuff about, you know, a special purpose.
See, that's the thing like that. Because we grew up on movies like that, so to me, I'm like, I'd have to really think about whether or not it's actually appropriate, because when I was younger, I mean...
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. I was like, oh, yeah, this should be okay. I'm like, I don't remember anything too bad about it.
Right.
But
a lot of times we've seen it on TV when they, you know, they do cut out a lot of the stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's an interesting...
So I understand the reason for it or the need for it in some degrees. But,
right.
I mean, it's as long as it doesn't turn into, you know, buy either or copy. Like, you have to buy the original copies. So,
right.
So I think that's okay. Because, then, yeah, if you're going to watch it on TV or anything, it's going to censor it, too.
Right.
Which is actually cool, too, because now they've actually seemed to, like, embrace that and make it as crazy as, you know, all the shit, the weird shit they say.
Yeah.
Before, it was just, so like, annoying. You're like, oh, what the fuck? But then at some point, like, I don't know when it happened, but they started, like, going to make it as fucking funny as possible.
Yeah. There was a movie. I don't remember what one it was, but it was a movie I was watching on TV some time ago, and every time they said shit, they changed it to shirt. But sometimes it was so fucking funny. They're like, oh, that's a bunch of bullshit and stuff like that. And I'm just like, it sounds so stupid.
Yeah.
But what was the Bill and Ted line? Remember that one?
Yeah.
That they changed?
Fool.
That was awesome. Yeah, so...
There was one I watched with Samuel L. Jackson. He was just going off. And what they were putting in place of that was awesome. I can't remember what it was, but...
Yeah. Of course, most Samuel L. Jackson movies would have to be...
Well, it's weird. They had a list of shit they were going to censor, like the first wave. And it was kind of shit that I'm like, what? Like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon? I'm like,
what?
Is a kid really going to watch that? Or is there anything really that bad?
What is there to censor in that?
I think there was like a love scene or something. I don't know. In the Spider-Man movies, I'm like...
The Spider-Man movies?
Like, I don't think there's too much... What?
What you talking about, Sony?
Unless they're going to take Venom out of it. Ah! We're going to censor the crap right out of it.
And the movie would be like 5 minutes. So, yeah, that's a tricky one. On the one hand, we get it. But on the other hand, you got to be careful.
But it sucks they do that now already. They go back into old movies and stuff and fucking edit things. And there's a few movies I have that are edited. And I'm like, And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, there's a movie on Time Riders. Do you remember that? It's where this guy goes, he rides, like, a motorcycle. Not a motorcycle, but, like, a dirt bike.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what happens, but he winds up shooting back into time, in, like, the Old West. Does that sound familiar? What's his noodle there? The guy that played Remo Williams.
Remo Williams. That was a good movie.
Fred, I don't know. But anyway, Remo Williams guy.
I've seen it.
Well, this used to be on HBO all the time, too. But there's one part that at the end there's a helicopter, and they're on a mountain, and they're fighting with the bad guy because he wants the bike, and, you know, whatever. But the helicopter blade comes down and, like hits the bad guy. And I think they say that they used to show it, but, I mean, I haven't seen it since I was a kid. But they edit out, like, you can hear them, like, oh! And they turn away, but I think they showed it, actually. And I'm like...
Oh, really?
Oh. Like, that fucking clip shit. In Dreamscape, too, they did that somewhere. Remember that movie?
Yeah.
With the snake guy, there was something that he did or something happened, and they cut it out. And I'm like, and the Swamp Thing, they did it, too. Like, don't do that. Don't come back and edit
shit. Sometimes they do weird things, too. Like, you remember Shaun of the Dead?
Yeah.
When we were watching it on TV one time, and they cut out, I don't even know why, but they cut out the part where they were walking home from the bar, and they saw the zombie down the street, and they were, like, singing, and then... I don't know why they cut that out. I don't know if it was just...
They cut the whole thing out.
They cut that scene out, yeah.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know if it was...
Maybe, well, I know, cause
that sound, might have just been a time
Well, thing. The white lines, I don't know if that was something about cocaine.
Maybe,
like,
I don't know.
Oh, can't do that. Or...
But they weren't actually singing it, were the lyrics, were they?
I think they did it for a little bit of... I don't know.
Maybe.
But I mean, that's a good scene. I don't know why you would cut that out.
That's an awesome scene. I love that. Let's hope this doesn't...
I'm surprised that I'm not more offended by it, actually. I was like...
When you think about it, you're like, well, they're
censoring. Fuck you, man. Yeah.
But maybe because, like you said, they're not...
Yeah, you have to buy the actual version.
They're not putting out... Like, they're not taking away the original.
And right now.
Right now. If that does start happening, that's when we'll get upset.
Yeah.
And the Keepers will come after you.
Keepers!
Beware the Keepers. Yeah, bitches.
That's all I have to say about that.
Sorry, I just noticed I left my rubbish here last night.
Oh, whatever. Alright, so next we have a story that I wasn't going to talk about, but I'm kind of jealous. So, in Universal Studios Japan, they're coming out with a Nintendo Land.
Nintendo!
Which is going to, you know, have Nintendo themed rides and everything. But it is in Japan, so I'm like... So I first read it, I was like, oh, that's awesome. And I'm like, oh, Japan. Oh,
Song of Earth.
Just one more reason to go to Japan someday if I ever get a chance to. But I would love to. I'd love to see that. They'll have, like, you know, all the Nintendo characters walking around and shit. In the article I read, they were doing a Donkey Kong-themed roller coaster.
Oh, yeah.
And some other cool shit.
See, I'm not really a fan of roller coasters and shit, though. I can't do it.
Okay.
I have too, like, motion sickness too easy now.
Okay.
Yeah.
You are terminated.
I love roller coasters. I grew up on, you know, I don't like any other ride, but roller coasters I love.
Oh, really? You don't like any of those?
I don't like anything else, yeah. I don't like shit that just goes around in a circle and shit. No.
Well, I mean, they all kind of do that, if you really want to break it down. Like a roller coaster goes around in a circle pretty much.
Yeah, but not just a straight circle.
Yeah.
It goes around, you know. And I discovered years ago that it was on one of those rides that shoot you up in the air. That's when I discovered I was afraid of heights, which I didn't even realize. Because when it shot us up, I froze. And my wife, we're up at the top of the ride, and it stopped at the top, and you could look around the whole park. Oh, and my wife's looking around. Oh, look over there. And I'm just like frozen solid.
Get me down.
I'm like, oh, I couldn't even. She was like, oh, isn't that cool looking? I'm like, yeah,
So, yeah, that sucks.
I didn't even know I was afraid of heights until then.
Well, I don't know how you can't be afraid of heights. I mean, if you're put in, you know, different levels of it, but I mean,
yeah,
you're high above the fucking ground.
Apparently, I'm definitely afraid of heights.
Yeah,
because it was when the thing shot up, I went forward and I saw the ground like just go down, and that was it. I just froze. and it wasn't a conscious thing. It was just like.
Your shit just shut down.
Exactly.
Good.
Just shut down. And I was just like, staring straight forward. I couldn't even, you know, look around or anything. It was weird. Not cool, man, not cool.
Yeah, that sucks.
So anyway, that's my story and I'm sticking to it.
I used to like going and stuff, but I can't. I don't know, I get wicked motion sickness now.
Yeah. And then there was, actually, I haven't really been to a theme park in years because the last time I went, we went to Florida. There's a whole story about me going on the roller coasters in Florida and me realizing how fat I was. I'm a fat man. I'm a fat man. I'll tell you right now, I am a fat man, and those roller coasters proved it. When I went on one roller coaster. Oh, man, this is so embarrassing. But I'll tell it anyway. I went on one roller coaster, and it was one of the ones that has the thing that comes down over your chest.
Yeah, like the harness thing.
Yeah, the harness. And I pulled it down, and I pulled it as tight as I could, and the people come by to check everybody's harness. And it was a woman, I remember. Was it that one? Maybe it was a guy. I don't remember. No, it was a woman. She comes by, she pulls my harness, and it went up a little too much. And she goes, oh, that's not good. So she tries to push it down, and she couldn't push it down. So she had to stand, climb up on the seat in front of me.
Oh.
Yeah, and push down, like, with leverage to get it to click in. And that's when I'm like, oh, shit, I'm fat. I'm too fat for this.
That sucks.
That was also the same trip where... another roller coaster. I clicked it down as much as I could. Somebody came down and pushed it in more, so as much as they could, and I couldn't breathe. So I had to go through the whole roller coaster with my mouth open so air would flow. Oh man. It's funny now, but it was embarrassing then.
That sucks.
But wait, there's more. We went on another roller coaster that was a wooden roller coaster. So all it had was a seatbelt. So we wait in line, and finally we get up to it. The car comes. I sit in it. We can't. It's one belt that goes across the whole seat. My wife and I couldn't get the belt closed. So the guy goes, well, if you want to get off, the next car has like a bigger seatbelt. So in front of all these people in line, like the line went up over the track and around, and all these people saw me have to get out and stand there and wait for the next car to come. So I turned to my wife and I said, when the next car came up, I said, that must be the fat car.
Reserved for a chunky bitches. That sucks. I mean, because I'm kind of like a big dude too, but I've never had like, I don't know.
Yeah, it was really embarrassing.
Yeah, that sucks, man. I want to give you a hug right now, a little bit.
Like, man, you could, but I'm too fat. So that was the last time I've been on a roller coaster, and that was several years ago. And
Well, I don't know. I haven't been so long. I don't know if I would have the same issue. I don't know.
So the good news is I'm trying to lose weight. The bad news is it sucks.
It ain't easy, man.
It ain't easy.
I tried eating better, working out every day, and doing shit, walking, and like
it's just hard. It's so, and then, you know, like you slip up once and it's freaking... Anyway, when did this become a fat man podcast?
It ain't easy.
It ain't easy. You skinny people, you got it good. Don't, you know, stay skinny.
Stay skinny. Don't become chunky bitches like us.
Yeah, like us. We're chunky
bitches. Right. What?
Do it if you want to. Yeah. It's your life. Do what you want.
Be a chunky bitch.
Be a chunky bitch if you want. That's just so wrong. Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway.
Yeah, do whatever makes you happy, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever that is.
Hey, man.
Chunky, you know, skinny.
You got one life.
Well, tall, and you can't really do much about that one. Oh, yeah. Unless you get the elevator shoes. And,
yeah.
But, yeah, just be you and be happy with it. And
that's right.
Have like a Dr. Phil moment right now.
Because we love you all the way you are.
Love you just the way
you
are.
You are terminated.
All right, so... Do you want to do this last story, or should we just...
What's the last one?
That reboots, the unnecessary reboots.
Oh, there
we
go.
Yeah, I guess we can go over it real quick, I guess.
Alrighty.
So, I saw this article that I found interesting.
Do tell.
I will.
That's a nice list you got there for you.
Thanks.
To have. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't do that. Oh. No, I don't remember that. What was that?
A little Red Riding Hood there from...
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
The awfully big eyes oh, you got
yeah,
there
yeah.
for someone. Oh, damn.
So, this is an article on movieweb.com. Damn. And it's the 18... It's 18. I'm surprised they only found 18. Unnecessary movie reboots. So we'll just go over them real quick and talk about them a little bit. So first thing they have is the reboot of A Nightmare on Elm Street, which I did not see.
It sucked. It was bad.
Yeah, that bad, huh?
I did not enjoy it at all.
Right. So, yeah.
That was a misstep there. I don't know what the hell they're doing now with that, but...
Yeah, apparently that's the general consensus is it sucked.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
So the next one is currently in development, and it's they're doing a reboot of Splash. Remember Splash, Daryl Hannah, and all that.
Tom Hanks, right?
Tom Hanks, yeah. And but now they're doing they're flipping it.
So what?
The mermaid's gonna be a guy, who is I think Channing Tatum's playing.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, Channing Tatum will play the mermaid. So that's kind
of. I can't think of anything less I would want to see.
I know, right? That's just stupid. Next up is the Ghostbusters reboot, which we just talked about a little bit earlier.
Oh, so it's talking about the thing we were just talking about with the two worlds thing and all that bullshit?
Well, no, this is just talking about the Ghostbusters reboot itself, which was, but we were talking about it. It was not good. And it was not good because it was an all-female cast.
Yeah.
It was not good because it was not good. Next up is another one in development, War Games, which I used to love that movie as a kid, but...
Would you like to play a game?
I don't see it being...
Yeah, like, I don't think
it... I don't think it'll work now.
Yeah.
As well.
This is some kind of AI thing, like, almost...
Yeah, but...
Almost Terminator level, but not really.
Yeah, I guess, but I don't know. Yeah, like, it'll be Skynet now.
Like, sort you know, almost like it's got too powerful, and
yeah,
he has to kind of outwit it to.
Do you want to kill a human? next up is the remake of Evil Dead. Another one I did not bother watching. Yeah,
I didn't. I don't know. It's hard for me because I'm like I don't really want to see Evil Dead if it doesn't involve Bruce Campbell.
Well, that was the whole.
Which it kind of did. At the end of it, they had like an extra scene there.
Yeah.
Where Bruce pops in and just goes groovy.
But the whole thing about why Evil Dead is so good is because
Bruce Campbell,
it was a low budget, you know, awesome movie. And
yeah, I mean, it wasn't out of so far that I would say that's the best one that we've mentioned. Yeah. But
what about if it wasn't
Evil Dead?
Yeah. What if it wasn't an actual remake of Evil Dead?
I think it'd just be kind of a run of the mill horror, like nothing
kind of
too
generic.
Yeah, I mean, it was okay, but it was not.
Yeah. Next up, we have, says it's coming out this July, it's Jumanji.
Fuck.
Well, that says it all right there. I mean, who wants that?
Well, I mean, a lot of people love that movie, but...
Yeah, but who wants a remake of it?
I don't know. Well, I don't know if it's a remake. I think I heard something that it was some kind of a continuation or something.
Yeah, I heard something about that, too.
But, I mean, who the hell wants that either?
I know. Next up, another one I didn't see is Red Dawn.
No, I didn't see that one.
Although, it kind of sounded interesting the way they were doing it, but...
I can't imagine it. What's the...
It was supposed to be like, was it North Korea invading us or something? Or China? Wait.
Oh.
Yeah. I think it was...
I remember being a kid when that came out. You know.
Yeah.
And the whole, you were worried about the fucking nuclear war.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, oh shit, the Russians are going to come here and we're going to fight them off, man. Wolverines!
No, it was, it was North Korea. Yeah, Wolverines. It was North Korea invaded. So, I don't know. It's kind of an interesting idea, but...
It's just, I don't know, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Now, here's another one, odd one. It's in development. It's Police Academy. Remember the Police Academy movies?
Yeah.
I don't see how you can do a Police Academy without Steve Guttenberg, but hey.
And you need fucking Michael Winslow, too.
Oh, yes. But this one, it's being produced by Key and Peele.
Oh, yeah?
Which is interesting, but I don't know. Like, the Police Academy movies started off good. I mean, at least I haven't watched them in years, but when I was a kid, I liked them. But then they kind of I think they overstayed their welcome.
Well, I think there's either like 8 or 9 of them or something.
I know, and it's just like, ugh.
I mean, I don't know. The one, the Bobcat Goldthwait was in there. That one was good.
Yeah, I think that was the second one. It was awesome.
I can't remember. I used to do that all the time. I can't remember what the hell he said. It was funny, though. But I think there's a couple that I was, like, okay with, but...
Yeah, but that's not something I need rebooted.
That's so weird.
I know. The next one was RoboCop. At the time, I didn't hate it, but I don't know, it just...
Well, I mean, it wasn't bad, but, I mean, what's good about RoboCop is that it's just the satire, you know, like...
Yeah.
What it has to say about people, and it's kind of like this violence, you know, like, really cold, like... It's, I don't know, man.
Right.
There's a weird tone there, but it totally works, and that's why I think RoboCop, like, stands the test of time, because it's like...
Right.
I just bought, like, the trilogy of that on Blu-ray.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I haven't watched it yet, though, but I guess it's the unrated director's cut or something. I don't know. But, like, some of the, like, the... I remember when I saw that, the violence was kind of shocking to me. I was like,
shit. Yeah, that one, that's a violent movie.
Like when they shot Murphy later, when they were just fucking with him, I'm like, goddamn.
Yeah, but it's not like, it's like violent, a little over the top violent, but it makes sense for the movie.
The movie. Yeah, but it's like really like, you know, they're laughing at him when they're blowing off his hand and shit. You're like, oh, damn.
Like, wow, man.
I remember the guy that gets in the toxic waste there. He gets hit by the fucking car at the end there and he like just explodes.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like,
Good times.
Yeah, but like they totally neutered the shit out of like the RoboCop, the new one. I was like,
yeah, actually they really did. Yeah.
I'm like, you can't remake that. You can't do it.
And next, I guess it says it's coming out in August as a reboot of Flatliners.
Yeah, I've been hearing about that one for a while. This is fucking weird.
Yeah, I don't.
Remember we were saying that if they're gonna remake movies, pick shit that nobody cares about.
Right.
But
and
I don't
know. Make it better.
Flatliners. I don't know. There's some people like that, I mean, but...
Yeah.
Such a weird choice, like...
I know, right? Oh, here we go. Next up, another one I didn't watch, because I don't want to watch these reboots. Total Recall.
Get your ass to Mars.
See, without Arnold, it's just not the same.
Yeah.
Did you see this one?
I saw a part of it, but... I heard that it's more closer to the actual story, but...
Yeah, I guess.
But I heard it's also not good, so...
Yeah, that's also what I've heard, so... And I just...
Wait, is the Total Recall guy, is that the guy that did RoboCop 2? Also, I can't remember.
Might have been, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I could be wrong, but... I don't know, this is like, it only works because of Arnold, really. I mean, that movie was kind of... I don't remember really loving it when it first came out. I think I was kind of getting burned out a little bit, too, because it was, like, early 90s and, like...
Yeah, I loved Total Recall.
You did?
Oh, yeah. Loved it. Still love it. Great movie.
I like it. I do like it, but I don't think I was like, that movie kicked ass when I got out of there, from what I remember. But I remember the whole, when they would, like, land on the planet there and their eyes were popping out.
Yeah.
And like, oh, Jesus. There were so many weird things in that movie.
Oh, that part killed me. Now, Here is an example, a perfect example of something not needing a reboot. Alien Nation, which it says is in development.
Yeah.
Now, I remember Alien. I used to like Alien Nation.
Yeah, I think I did too. But
the movie and the TV show.
I don't think I watched the TV show, really.
The TV show was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't see how they could improve on it. It was a good movie, good story. I don't get the point.
Well, I could see, you know, with all this shit going on, you know, nowadays.
I guess.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Making it more of a commentary on what's happening now, which, you know, that's what sci-fi at its best does, but that's, I don't think
true.
Anybody's going to pull that off.
I know.
It's going to be like, why did they do that at the end of it?
Mm-hmm.
It could be good. I don't know, does it say anything about who's involved with it or anything?
Jeff Nichols is directing. It's because he did Midnight Special.
I heard that was really good, but...
That's all it says.
Oh, I don't know. That one doesn't offend me too much, though, because I liked Alien Nation, but I'm not, like, a big fan of it. Like,
I just don't see the point in it.
Yeah.
Much like this one. They are rebooting Big Trouble in Little China. I'm going to have to reboot the boy
game. Yeah, I heard The Rock was supposed to do it or something.
Yeah. But there's no way... There's just no way you can do that one justice, because it's such an odd movie that it kind of...
Yeah.
They're going to ruin it. You just know where they are.
They are totally going to ruin it.
They're going to fuck it up.
You can't... You can't redo that.
Next up, we have Manhunter in development.
I wonder if they're going to make it, like, you know...
More like the book.
Or I wonder if they're going to connect it to Hannibal Lecter there.
Oh, and I don't know how I never saw Red Dragon, so somehow
I did. I saw all those, and you know they were, you know, Silence of the Lambs is the best one, and then Manhunter was, you know, way before that.
Yeah,
and it had I can't remember that actor's name though, but he played Hannibal Lecter in Manhunter. It was you know who he is too, but I can't think of what his name is. He would played in X2, you know, X-Men 2 there.
Mm-hmm.
He was the striker guy.
Oh.
Hell is his name?
See,
but he's a good actor though. But I can't remember his name.
You know, I have a bad memory with that shit.
Yeah, but he played Hannibal Lecter, and he was only in it for like, you know, he wasn't in it that much.
Next up is Death Wish, starring Bruce Willis, Vincent D'Onofrio. But
oh, really, Bruce Willis?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel that weird. That's weird because he was an '80s star.
I know.
Rebooting an '80s property.
I don't.
Well, I was like in 70s, 80s.
I don't know if that one really offends me so much.
Yeah, I mean, I never really...
Yeah, and then Bruce Willis, so that could be good.
Yeah, but that's weird. Don't you think that's weird that he's rebooting a franchise that was around while he was...
Yes, I do. Yes,
I do. I don't know, there's something weird about that.
Very weird, but I don't know, we'll see. That one I'm not really opposed to. Another one I didn't watch. Footloose.
Everybody like Footloose.
No point.
Yeah. I never saw the original, I don't think.
I've seen...
Because I don't give any fucks.
Yeah, I don't know if I've seen the original. I probably have at some point, but whatever. Anyway, it was a pointless... There was no point in remaking that movie. No point at all.
It's a town where you can't dance.
Oh, boy. That's... Sign me up. and finally, we have another one that's in development. Pet Sematary.
Huh. That's interesting. I don't know.
That one...
The first one, I mean, it's not like a great movie, but it's fucking creepy.
Yeah. But maybe that one could like benefit one. From a reboot.
Maybe.
Perhaps.
The whole idea behind that movie, and that story is creepy.
Yeah.
Because you're like, the people kind of do it to themselves, but you kind of think that you might do it too. You know, like, if somebody you care about died, and you're like...
Yeah.
And I knew there was a place I could bury them, and they would come back.
Yeah.
You would try to justify that to yourself, even though you know they're going to come back and eat your face off or some shit, or kill you.
Yeah.
Like, I get that. You're like,
do it. I can definitely see that, because,
Yeah, it makes sense. It speaks to some part of humanity that you're like, get that, like the grief of that, you know, and like, I understand it. And that's what makes it even worse, because...
Yeah.
Especially with the little kid, and when the little kid got killed, and I'm like, he's going to bring him there, don't bring him there.
It's going to be bad.
And he got hit by a truck, too, and I'm like, I don't want to see it.
Oh, yeah.
But then he came back, and he was just had like a scratch on his head, and he was cute, but I was like, what's that going to look like, man? Just the anticipation of that. I'm like, oh, fuck. But thankfully, it wasn't bad in the movie.
Well, maybe in the
and then he kills fucking Henry Munster there. Sometimes dead is better.
They sound like a Petridge Farm guy.
Petridge Farms remembers. Which sounds kind of like Bane. That's what Bane reminds me of the Petridge Farms guy. But I haven't heard it so long that maybe it's not the same. But
no, I can see it.
Petridge Farms remembers.
I'm thinking.
Bad friend.
Here I am thinking, when are they going to remake Maximum Overdrive?
Down, down, down. Down, down, down. Down, down.
So
I used to like that movie. Yeah. I think mainly because of AC/DC, but
I like
and the big green goblin.
Yeah, the big green goblin. So there we go. There's our eight. There's the list of. Actually, it was only 17 because I skipped one. But
you did.
Yeah, it was Blue Thunder.
Thunder.
Yeah.
Are we making that?
Yeah.
Well, I like Blue Thunder.
I don't remember Blue Thunder.
Helicopter, kind of like Airwolf, but Blue Thundery.
I mean. I remember Airwolf.
It has a.
I think that remake.
Blue Thunder has a Roy Scheider in it, and
oh, really?
Yeah, right. Roy Scheider, in I believe the dude in the fucking Home Alone, one of the not Joe Pesci, the other guy, Daniel Stern.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Interesting.
I don't know. I could be wrong on that, but it's been a while. But
yeah, well, they're remaking
the Blue Thunder was good.
They're remaking it. There you go.
I don't know how I feel about it. I don't know.
There's our list. It's just.
They should dig. I don't know. They should dig into some real deep ones and like
yeah, if you're
things that benefit from the technologies
exactly.
of today.
Exactly. If you're gonna remake movies, just remake.
Crawl.
Yes. Well,
I mean, I like Crawl, but I mean, I would kind of like to see another version of Crawl.
Yeah, I would too. Like a good version.
Yeah, with all the new effects and everything.
Effects, yeah.
Those fucking things that suck back into the ground there when you shoot them. Those are kind of look kind of cool. At least would be freaky anyway. I'm like, oh god. Crawl. Dragon Slayer. Well, I don't know. That's some sacred ground there. But
yeah, that is. It'd be like saying remake Beastmaster. Don't do
Beastmaster.
It. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it or...
You are terminated.
All right. So let's move on then.
That's all I had to say about that.
So that'll do it for our topics this week. Next, we're going to talk about... we're going to do our movie review of the week. And this week, we went and saw, against our better judgment, we went and saw The Mummy. Das Mummy.
Das Mummy.
Das Mummy. So, was it as bad as they say? Tune in to find out.
Warning! Warning! Warning!
Alright, so this week, against our better judgment, we went to go see the first offering from the Dark Universe of Universal Studios, The Mummy. I mean,
Das Mummy!
Das Mummy! And we heard a lot of bad things about it. A lot of bad reviews. It's getting a lot of bad reviews. So we kind of went back and forth on whether or not to go see it and review it. But we decided, ultimately, to do it for three reasons. Number one, we've been talking about the Dark Universe for a little while now. So, since this is the first offering from the Dark Universe, we kind of gotta see what's going on. Number two, because of all the bad reviews we heard, our bar was set so low that a freaking ant couldn't limbo under it.
It could be... Tom Cruise farting on screen for like 2 hours, and I would think that that would be passable from what I was thinking in my head.
And number three, it's actually freaking 90 degrees today, so he said, "Hey, it might be a good idea to go sit in an air conditioned movie theater for a little bit." Which
and also because if we didn't watch that shitty movie, we would probably watch another shitty movie.
What the hell? I don't know why not. We'll go. At least we have some reasons to watch this. So
if we had about Sofia Boutella
and. Reason number four.
That's a nice.
Actually, she, yeah.
That's good stuff.
Was, yeah, she looked pretty good.
Yeah.
She was very good. So, anyway, I'm sure a lot of people have heard the bad reviews or read the bad reviews, so a lot of people didn't bother going to see it. Because it's you know, Wonder Woman obviously kicked its ass again, which is rightfully so. Wonder Woman's a good movie.
Yeah, it's not, you can't even compare it, really.
Mm-mm. And Das Mummy is, well, it was okay. I didn't hate it. it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, or as bad as I've read, but...
Yeah.
Again...
But I kind of left it in, like, a weird limbo spot on it.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't... It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
No, but it's not good by any means, either.
Yeah, like, I don't really have any interest to see it again.
No.
That I can think. But I am kind of interested to see where it maybe goes.
Yeah. So, some of the things that I've heard complaints about is that the movie is too much of a, just a setup for the Dark Universe, and it's not enough of its own movie, which that didn't really bother me at all, because...
No, I don't feel like that, but you know. There was, the first part of it was very, had a lot of exposition coming at you.
Yeah, it did.
It felt like you were, like, I was watching an audiobook.
Right, yeah.
Like, they were just laying it on there. Yeah. And at one point, I left to go to the bathroom, and then I came back, they were still right in the middle of a whole thing. I'm like, geez, just action speak louder than words. Show us, motherfuckers.
You didn't miss a whole lot either, so.
Yeah, I didn't feel like I did.
No. But, again, I didn't hate the movie. There were a few good things about it.
Sophia Boutella. I mean, she was just good in it.
Yeah, she was.
Like, everybody was pretty good. I mean.
Yeah, even, Tom Cruise is Tom Cruise.
Yeah, see, like, I'm not a fan of Tom Cruise.
I'm not either, no.
But at the same time, I will give him, you know, I will recognize that he always gives his full in his movie. You know, he's 100% in his movie. Like, he's not slacking off or phoning it in. Like, he does what he's paid to do.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I'm just not a big fan, but he's not bad. I don't know.
Right, yeah. I'm not a Tom Cruise fan. That being said, this was not, this is not my least favorite of his roles.
Yeah.
So there you go. All in all, the movie was just okay. This is really going to be a really short review because I don't know what else to say.
That's another thing. I mean, don't really have much to say about it.
It looked okay. You know, special effects were kind of cool and all.
I did like when the mummy first came to life. And,
yeah, that was kind of cool.
Like all fucking crazy, cracking along.
And spidery and stuff. And
that was cool.
There could have been some more. I would like to see a little bit more horror elements in it. Like, you know, there was a part where when he walked into the church, he kind of appeared in the darkness behind him and then kind of like crawled.
Scuttled off.
Yeah, scuttled off. I'd like to see more shit like that. Would have been cool. But, and being that it is the introduction of the Dark Universe,
The Dark Universe.
Russell Crowe was in it in his role as Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, / Mr. Hyde. And he did all right. And there was a little bit of the Mr. Hyde in there, but I hope that...
Yeah, I didn't think they were going to show that at all.
But... I didn't either. And I hope that's not the full-fledged Hyde, because that'll be a little disappointing. Because I'm like, well, that's kind of cool, but...
Yeah, he just kind of got bluish or something.
Yeah, I wanted more. I wanted to see more of a monstrous Hyde. Yeah. So, I mean, this doesn't... I'm still interested in the Dark Universe thing, but I'm not...
Yeah, it didn't really knock it out of the park there.
Yeah.
They'd be like, really, oh boy!
Oh, that was so awesome! I can't wait to see more! Johnny Depp is the Invisible Man! Yeah! The Rock is the Wolfman!
Enough!
So, I mean, you know, we'll see. I mean, it's a first offering, so it is what it is.
Well, who directed it? The Alex Kurtzman guy, right?
Yeah.
Which, that's the guy that wrote all the fucking Transformer movies and shit.
Yeah.
And other bullshit.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I was so prepared to just totally loathe this movie. But I don't know. I'm just kind of like, meh.
Yeah. On the Keeper scale, we'll give it a meh.
Yeah, I didn't hate it, but it was, you know, I don't think I'm really in a rush to see it again. The girl, the lead girl in it, there was like no chemistry between her and Tom Cruise at all.
Yeah.
And she kind of was just there.
That felt a little forced.
And she was just kind of...
At the end, you know, he's like, I don't know, I felt like they were trying to give them some kind of a relationship that they didn't really earn, I don't think.
Yeah. And then, oh, I wonder why Tom Cruise took this movie. Oh, he gets to, you know, embody, you know, being become a god at the end of it. And
Which I don't know where they're going to go with that, but.
Yeah.
So, and then there was some cliche stuff in the movie, especially towards the end, where it's like, oh, you know, or he tried to play on the relationship that That's I think the cat bird. We have the windows open because it's freaking hot, so deal with it. But what was I saying? Oh yeah, so there was some cliche stuff about, you know, the woman, her name is Jenny. She died, and he brought her back to life, and he got his guard powers. His
god powers activate.
Because, you know, he liked her and stuff.
He's always been so selfish his whole life, and then he sacrificed himself for her.
Blah, blah, blah. So, yeah. So
but then he became a god and,
then
went to Egypt there. I can't fight.
I don't know if I'm going to go good or evil.
It's up in the air. And he can, like, reanimate the dead. And
yeah.
Yeah, I don't really know where they're going with that one.
No.
And we're probably not going to see anything about it for a while, I'm assuming. No. So.
Yeah. You still got all the other movies to do.
Well, they're probably, like intermingle a little bit there, but I don't know.
Yeah.
That's the one, the Dark Universe logo, that's like, really? Like, you haven't earned it yet. You can't just be like, Dark Universe, this is what we're doing now. Dark, it's all dark in the universe now.
Well, I don't know.
It felt a little weird, like, forced, like.
Yeah, I don't know. It didn't bother me, but probably because I had read about it before, and like, I don't know.
Yeah, it was just, you know, universe. Just because you are going to connect it doesn't mean you have to call it the dark, you know. Yeah. Just do it.
Yeah. So, I don't know, I guess overall, we give it a meh, which, if we had to give it, like, a number rating, maybe a 3 out of 5 or something like that.
Yeah.
It's kind of meh. Maybe a 2.5.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's middle of the road, really.
Yeah.
I was expecting to really have things that were just going to irritate the shit out of me. And
right, which didn't happen.
Yeah. Luckily. I was a little slightly distracted during the movie, so my focus wasn't completely on it, so that's my fault. But what I saw and everything going on, I was like, eh, it didn't. Didn't offend me really too much.
No, it just kind of.
It's sort of entertained me, I guess. I don't know.
Which is kind of, as we were talking earlier before the show, my wife and I Friday finally went to go see the Pirates of the Caribbean movie there. Dead Men Tell No Tales. And she's a huge fan of those movies, so she said it was really good. Me, I like the first one, but other than that, I'm not really a big fan. So I kind of, for me, it was kind of just okay. A little boring in some parts. It was just, eh.
Yeah.
Whatever, it's another Pirates movie. And it's kind of how this was. It was like, eh, it's a mummy movie. Whatever.
Yeah, I heard people, I don't know. Well, people, it's weird. Nowadays, it seems like everybody's like, oh, those Brendan Fraser movies were really good. And I'm like,
no, they weren't.
What?
They weren't.
Did we see the same shit? I thought it was universally, no pun intended there, that those movies sucked ass, right?
I thought so too, but apparently we are incorrect. Because apparently people like them.
I like them.
Well, how many? Was it three?
I don't know.
Three, four, whatever. I only really saw the first one and a little bit of like the other pieces.
I saw the.
I'm just like, eh.
The last one, the Mummy Emperor, whatever the hell it was, Mummy Emperor Tomb guy thing.
Yeah.
With Jet Li or.
Oh yeah, I didn't see that one. I saw like, I remember like the Scorpion King one. And I was like,
I don't know if I saw that one or the whole thing of that one.
What? Yeah, that one was bad. So yeah, I don't know why people are.
The effects were. I mean, you know, it was a while ago, but they're just not
horrible.
Not good.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, it definitely had more going on in those movies, I'd say, than this one, action-wise.
I guess.
But yeah. I don't know.
But this one was more, it wasn't like, I think that was the thing, like, those were big action movies, and you kind of want it more like a, I would want more like a horror type, lean toward horror more.
Yeah, I don't really know where this one falls.
Yeah. Like, not quite, I think it's somewhere in between that. It's not quite action-y, but it's not really good horror either. Although it had some interesting horror elements.
Yeah, there was a couple of moments where it was like, the mummies overall looked pretty cool. Like, they had like a bunch of like an army
of
like.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like she kept raising, like killing people and then raising them up as undead. And that was kind of interesting the way they did that. Like, they were kind of creepy.
Yeah.
The way they moved and stuff. And
there was one point where, like, Tom Cruise and Jenny. We're in the hall, like a tunnel, and you could see behind them when one of the zombies shuffling towards her.
Yes.
But he was all like.
It looked like he was doing he was in Thriller or something.
It was like Sanford and like Red Fox, but if you sped him up, like Red Fox running, like.
Elizabeth, I'm coming for you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, like the weird shuffle thing going, like, you could just see out of the corner of your
eye. I know.
That shit was funny.
Like, because the way he was shuffling, like, he'd pop out from behind every second day, like, every other step, and you're like, what the?
Red Fox running.
Red Fox running. So, yeah. I guess, I don't know. It wasn't as bad as we thought. It wasn't as bad as we heard. But
see, we did that thing where we put the bar so low.
Yeah, if you put, you gotta put the bar right at the floor.
I think you're gonna just totally hate it.
And
you might come out being like, you know what? That wasn't that great, but it wasn't that bad either.
That was a movie.
It was a movie. You might... That's the best you're gonna get. I don't think maybe some people will love it, but I don't.
Yeah, I've read some comments online. Some people did love it. I'm like, that's a bit of a stretch.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm a big fan of the old Universal. I love all the Universal movies,
right?
Monster movies, you know.
Yeah, so that's part of the fun.
Just yeah, I mean, I would like to see that come back, even though they're probably gonna mangle the shit out of it.
Yeah,
but it's cool because that's what I grew up. You know, those are my gateway horror movies, you know?
Yeah, like we said earlier, I always kind of felt like they were kind of a shared universe, even though they weren't technically, but...
Yeah, I mean...
It always kind of felt like...
Part of them were.
Yeah, in a way.
You know, Stella movies, or they had, like...
Yeah.
Wolfman versus Frankenstein.
They did, like, crossovers and stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
So I always kind of felt like they were all kind of... And they're all, like, nowadays, they're all considered one thing. Like, oh, it's the Universal Monster.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, I just read something about them maybe bringing in, plans to bring in, like, The Hunchback and Phantom of the Opera and shit and... Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Just weird.
Oh, and there were some nods to some of the other monsters. Like, they went to Dr. Jekyll's
Yeah, it was kind of like
lair, whatever.
His underground lair.
His underground lair. His office, if you will.
What the hell they call it? The
I don't remember. I wasn't paying enough attention.
Prodigium. The prodigium. Something like that? I don't know.
The prodigium. The Purdue chicken.
Purdue chicken.
And anyway, but there's a section, there's an area they went through that's like a museum almost. Had a bunch of like jars and stuff with body parts and things. And there was I believe I saw the hand of the creature from the Black Lagoon possibly.
Yeah.
And it was a skull with fangs that could be a vampire perhaps.
Yeah, probably.
So they're building up a thing. And I think that's part of what people complain about the most is they spent too much time building the universe and not, like, trying to build the universe and not giving us a decent movie. So, there you go. I mean, I don't know.
If it comes up to, am I going to see Wonder Woman or this, you definitely should see Wonder Woman.
Definitely.
But if you're like, I already see all this shit that I want to see and I still want to go to the movies, then go see this. I'd say.
Right, yeah. Otherwise, it might make a nice, watch it on video or HBO or Netflix or whatever.
Yeah, which will be like, a month or two, probably.
Yeah. So, I think that's it for the review, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, so.
That's all I have to say about that.
What the?
I don't know what that was.
It's only Godzilla. What the hell was that?
I think it was. Because I do have a Godzilla one, but I didn't. Anyway, so that'll do it for this episode. The ending. I gotta remember. He's Chris. I'm Derek. We are the Keepers of the Fringe, and we are signing off. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
The Keepers of the Fringe are all around you. You can find them all around the internet. You can email the Keepers at keepersofthefringe@gmail.com. You can find the Keepers on Twitter by following @KOTFR. You can find the Keepers on Facebook at facebook.com/keepersofthefringe. The Keepers are on the Weeby Geeks Network. You can find them there at www.weebygeekspc.com. You can find the Keepers of the Fringe podcast on iTunes. And if you give them a rating and a review, then others will be able to find them as well. Finally, you can find the Keepers on YouTube at the Keepers of the Fringe YouTube channel.
we like movies.
That's a good start.